Thank you if you've listened to the Woodsboro podcast over the last few weeks.
It came out, I guess, somehow in the press, you know, that here was Wes Craven, Antichrist, doing a horror movie in our high school, and we can't really have that, you know, it's crazy.
It's a celebration of all things Scream and beyond on the 25th anniversary of the movie that changed all the rules.
And Wes fought like crazy to do this, to hire someone or pay $1 million for one actor for 6 days and kill them before the head credits? Are you crazy? And he was crazy. And he was right.
The stories of the movie from the amazing people who brought it to life.
There was a moment when we were watching dailies, and we knew. It was like, I wish I could tell you what scene we were watching, but the room got really quiet. And we just all knew that we had something here. And it was a really cool moment.
And there's so much more to come in the next few weeks.
The theater where it all comes to a head, that was the old Variety Arts Theater in downtown Los Angeles. The front of it was on the UCLA campus, but the interior was in downtown. We almost lost one of our special effects guys because he was in the orchestra pit and we had dry ice smoke coming across the stage. Well, it was falling off the stage and gathering in the orchestra pit, and dry ice smoke is CO2, not oxygen. and he blacked out for a while. We had to get him out of there and get him on some oxygen.
Had you in your head put it to bed? Was that it at the end of number three? Or
yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, it's probably where it should have stayed until now. No, Scream 4 was just a mess. You know, it was just... I think it shows. You know, I think it's good, but yeah. I don't think it's great at all.
Yeah, and David Arquette and Courtney were dating at the time. It's kind of cute watching them off to the side, you know, having their little conversations, and the cast was, they were there to have a good time.
Have you seen any of it? That's my
first yes, question. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. The directors are incredible. Mm. They are the perfect choice, considering Wes is no longer with us.
Yeah.
They really are the perfect choice.
Don't miss it. Subscribe, share, and follow at the Woodsboro Pod.